Back in September, Great Barrington, Massachusetts formalized a committee dedicated to continuing the work of one of its most celebrated residents, W.E.B. Du Bois. The move came a year after the 150th birthday celebration of the famed civil rights activist and author. Gwendolyn Van Sant is one of the committee's 12 members. She tells WAMC that the W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Committee is now unveiling the first fruits of its efforts, including a stage presentation at the Mahaley Performing Arts Center tonight.
What we've been doing is saying, okay, so what are we going to carry forward from the amazing 150th? What are we going to carry forward? So the four values have stuck, and so the banners, as you know, are hanging up down on Main Street, again, in Great Barrington. We started with MLK Day 2 days ago, and we really connected MLK's work with Du Bois' work, and there's actually a speech that MLK wrote, and we listened and read that as a group and did other activities. And then we are doing a launch again at the end of the week, which includes an OLLI class that's 6 weeks long with local scholars, and it also includes a play, Beyond the Veil, in the evening at the Mahaley Theater that's written by Berkshire native playwright Emily Devote. And it's a fictitious meeting between Edith Wharton and Du Bois and what might have happened if we could get beyond the veil of race, basically. So those are, and in addition, the other launch aspect is Randy Weinstein's curated with UMass, a Mason Library exhibit about Du Bois. And our whole theme this year is W.B. Du Bois, Global Citizen with Berkshire Roots.
One of the questions about the Du Bois Committee in Great Barrington was about how you would communicate your findings about all those different variants of justice to the leadership of Great Barrington, the Select Board. What's that process of communication been like with town leaders in Great Barrington?
We are working with what that will look like. So when we were asked to become a committee, we were asked to help the leadership of Great Barrington hold up those four values of economic justice, racial equality, civil rights. And so while we're doing that, we're looking at where how to insert ourselves. So sometimes we'll respond if we see police reports reported. We'll call and sit down with the town manager and with the chief of police, or we'll go to a select board meeting just to be a presence and give our feedback. We certainly speak to each of the select board members kind of one-on-one and give our input. So it's happening informally. We're looking at where a human rights commission would live in Great Barrington, whether it would be connected with the Du Bois Legacy Group or whether the Du Bois Legacy Group would just sponsor and support it. But basically, that's sort of the next step in formalizing how we're going to help Great Barrington really hold on and work in those four areas, those four focus areas.
There's been a lot of conversation about police oversight in Berkshire County recently. Do you see that as something that the Du Bois Committee would take on, given that it sort of sits at an intersection of a few of the justice-oriented views that you've talked about?
Well, you know, I have the two hats. I'm the vice chair of the Du Bois Legacy Committee, but I'm also the director of Bridge. And so we had already started in community before the Legacy Committee work started, the trust policy partnership, as you know. And so with that, that's where we have the strongest connection and collaboration with the police department. And so that's part of that conversation about the Human Rights Commission. Is it going to live sort of in that area and Du Bois Legacy Committee be partners in that, or whether Du Bois Legacy is going to kind of oversee it? So I think that those are conversations to be had soon at the select board, but we wanted to get through the Legacy Festival, and then we'll get on to really figuring that out. But in the meantime, what we're doing right now is we're in our we just had last night our third class of our Community Police Academy, which is the community of Great Barrington and the leaders working with the Great Barrington Police Department to understand how they operate, and so we can have a good relationship about what goes on for a police department and what goes on for community members. So we just had our third class last night. There are three more. So that work is moving ahead too, and many of the legacy committee members are involved in that. So there's crossover.
Since the committee was officialized, what kind of structures have you put into place inside the committee, and how can you ensure that it's going to be a long-lasting part of the Great Barrington community?
So the structures, you know, it takes a while. So we got formed, and then we had a festival to put on again. So we're working on it. So right at this point in time, we have a subgroup that is focusing on programming. We have a couple people appointed as treasurers. We have our leadership, which is our chair, vice chair, and our secretary. So we are figuring all that out. I've pulled some models of other committees, either locally in Great Barrington or other human rights commissions, and we're going to look and see how we are going to develop our charter and our policies and procedures. So we're in process with that. I've sent some information on to Jennifer Tabakan and to the Select Board Committee, and we've also included the Chief of Police, so that we're going to, the next step is to have a community meeting to figure out, like, what all that looks like. So we're in process.